Hamotzei chametz v'beiso v'yomtiv kofa lavas hakli. If an individual finds chametz in his house on Yom Tov, he should turn a kli on top of it. We are not going to focus on that sugya too much now. I'm definitely open to the Talmidim's ratzon if they want to focus a little bit more, because this will bring us into Hilchos Motzah, a lot of fascinating halachos in Hilchos Motzah. But right now we're going to suffice with Rashi's pshat and go on to what was our focus. Kovel asakli, Rashi says, Do'lo chazi lo tiltule va'afuket. You're not able to move the chametz and take it out. The chametz is mutzah. What purpose does it have on Yom Tov? So, on the one hand, you have a mitzvah to get rid of it. On the other hand, it has no purpose. And how are you going to get rid of it? Burning it on Pesach is not an option. Burning it is not an option. So therefore, the only thing you could do is be kofa alav kli. However, Rashi says a caveat, a very, very interesting caveat. You tell me what Rashi is doing over here. Umiyu, the Baal Yirah lo avar. But Baal Yirah, he didn't violate Baal Yirah. Why? Da batle kalibe, because he already annulled it in his heart. Me'et mol yesterday, kidarmina le kamon. As the Gemara says later on, habodek tzar shivatel belibo. Every bedika in Shas comes along with a bittel. Eli mishum shelo yishkach v'yochlenu, tzarech kviyas kli. But due to the fact that we're afraid that he'll forget and eat it, you have to have a kli turned over on the chametz. So who could crunch, according to Rashi? Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda Merav, do you need kviyas kli? Why do you need a kli on top of the chametz, Yezek?
So where you might come to eat it.
Where would come to eat it. Who could be medayik, a fascinating halacha, according to Rashi, that we would not have necessarily inferred if we just had the Gemara? Rashi is actually saying a big chidush lahalach over here. Yes, Yosef, it's a big nachas to have you sitting next to your father. For the Talmidim should know that Rav Wilds, when I was on the Upper West Side as a young Rav, he was one of the role models of what a Rav was supposed to do on the Upper West Side. And I'm humbled that he's sitting here with his son. Yeah, go ahead, Yosef. Give your father some nachas. Go ahead. Yeah.
that you're not allowed to move something that's muksa. For example, that chametz is muksa. You're not allowed to move that.
Okay, good. From Rashi is masha, chametz is muksa. That is very, very important point that comes out from Rashi. Da'lo chazi l'tiltulei. Excellent. Nachon. From Rashi is masha, chametz is muksa. And one could add that it seems like there's nothing you could do with this, right? There's nothing you could do with it. The only thing you could do is kofa lavas kli. Was anybody here on Shabbos when we spoke about halacha lemaisa, about mukta, about how you're allowed to move mukta items?
Yeah.
Could anybody ask on the Rashi? I said I'm not going to talk about mukta, so let me just throw out the question. If you want to discuss it later on, we can discuss it. Can anybody ask Akasha? Yes?
Isn't it
tarfu kol?
You don't want it in your house, you're not over.
Okay, good. The answer to that is it's muktzah machmas gufo, it's not mutar l'tzarach mekoma. Okay, what else?
Shinui.
Oh, shinui, very good. Why didn't the Gemara suggest that you use your foot? This will be a feather in the hat of the Chazon Ish, Vameven Yavin, who doesn't allow you to use the hat, doesn't allow you to use your foot, but the Mishnah Brura does, and that's a little bit of a question on the Mishnah Brura, what's going on over here. Way prior to Mishnah Brura, this was discussed, but that's not going to be our topic for today. I'm looking for something else. Yosef is 100% right, but I'm also looking for something else as well. There's something else Rashi is bringing out over here. Yes, go ahead.
If we have a deraisa, it would push off the muktzah.
Oh, very good. From Rashi is mashma, two great points. Number one is that chametz is most definitely muktzah. Now, from our Gemara, you didn't necessarily see that. That's what Yosef is adding from Rashi. The Gemara never expressly stated that. Number two is that if we were talking about chametz that there wasn't bittul on, then what would the requirement be? Then there would be a requirement
have to get rid of it.
To get rid of it, and it could very well be, according to Rashi, you would be able to move the chametz. That would be the mashmos. Why? Again, in the words, to have it in the words, Miu b'bal yirah lo avar. Rashi says, b'bal yirah, he wasn't over. What? What's Rashi bothered by? What was he? The answer is that Rashi was saying that this halacha would not apply if there wasn't bittul. The only reason this halacha applies. So Rabosai, I want to give you a marmalkum for tomorrow. Take a look at the Rambam Gimel Tes. Food for thought, okay? The Rambam in Gimel Tes and Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, and compare it to this Rashi. All right. Let's continue on in the Gemara. Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. Amar Rava, im shel hegdish ein atzarech. If it's of hegdish, there's no need to be kofel of kli. Because people separate themselves from it. Now the Gemara gives a litany of halachas from Rav Yehuda Merav. V'yomar Rav Yehuda Merav, chemso shel nachri, osalo mechitza sar tvachim mishum heker. When it comes to the chametz of a guy, he needs to make a mechitza of 10 tvachim to remind him. Now what? Not to come and eat it. What about Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatze? So let's take a look at Rashi. Mivdo b'dili minei, afilu b'chol, lomur hu lifrosh mimenu. Because of Hegdish, Rashi says, he knows to stay away from that chametz. However, chemtze shel nachri, hamufgad etzlo, v'lo kibel av achrayos. It was by him, but he didn't accept achrayos. Rabosai, why does Rashi say he didn't accept achrayos? Scream it out. Because according to Rashi and Dalit, on him the bays, he'd be over on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatze. Very good. But, osalo mechitza, first wide line, barba asar mishum heker. He makes a mechitza on the 14th to remind him, shalo yishkach v'yochlenu, that he shouldn't forget and eat it. We've mentioned in the past, to steal from a Gentile is a machlokis in Bava Kamma, and Rav Shechter Shlita is fond to emphasize that we paskin that it's prohibited to steal from a Gentile. Gezalakim we follow as asar. So it's a little bit of a question over here. It belonged to the guy, it doesn't belong to a Jew. But it seems like that nevertheless we're afraid that he's going to forget, come to eat it. Maybe he doesn't intentionally mean to steal, or he thinks the guy doesn't mind, and he thinks the guy will be okay with him eating and he'll just replace it. So then we're concerned you need to put a mechitza. V'lo sagi le'bikfias kli. What's Rashi bothered by over here? V'lo sagi le'bikfias kli. Yes, Yaakov? Earlier, that's why Rashi's emphasizing it now. Because earlier we just said that if you find chametz on Pesach, all you got to do is kfias kli. And what is the chshash? It's the chshem chshash. It's the same concern. You follow the nuance? Earlier we had the same concern. You weren't over Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatze. We were concerned you're going to come to eat it. So why over there, when it comes to the chametz that you found on Pesach, kfias kli is enough, and over here we say you need to make a mechitza ten tvachim. If you need a mechitza ten tvachim over there, you should also need it. So Rashi explains, v'lo sagli kfias kli. Kol shiva shakli nital litzorech. A kli a person could take at times that he needs it. Earlier you couldn't have a mechitza. What does he mean that you can't use this mechitza? What's that? You don't have a mechitza. Again, Rashi's words exactly. Lo efshar le b'mechitza. He can't have a mechitza. What does he mean? Can't have a mechitza? It's a conservative shul. What does he mean? There's no mechitza around? What does he mean over here? What does Rashi mean? There's no mechitza? What does he mean? So actually, this is a shiloh that's a fascinating shiloh that's connected to a lot of the work that Rav Wiles does, what Rashi's bothered by. Who could tell me what's on Rashi's mind over here? What does he mean? Lo efshalei b'mechitza. Yes, Shmuel? What's that? So what does Yom Tov have to do with Har Sinai? That's the expression, right? How's Yom Tov relevant? Yeah. That's right. Rashi is bothered, and this is a fascinating sugya in halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. Rashi is bothered that to take a mechitza, 10 tefachim, and to put it up by the chametz will be problematic of bona on Shabbos. So the post can discuss in present day is when you have a minyan and you're making a minyan on Shabbos, how and when would it be mutter to put up a mechitza between men and women? What about the problem of making a mechitza on Shabbos? There are fascinating discussions in the Rishonim between mechitza amateres, etc., etc. It's a little bit beyond our inyanim. Again, if the Talmidim want us to touch on that, we could touch on it in the future. But at the end of the day, that's what the Pshat in Rashi is. When it comes to kofel of kli, it's only one day, and you're really stuck, Rashi adds. Rashi says two things. Number one, you're stuck. You can't put up mechitza. Ideally, you would put up mechitza. Number two, Rashi says, even if we weren't stuck, kofel of kli is enough. What's a basic pshat question I didn't see anybody ask that you could ask? Why did Rashi need two reasons? Once Rashi says the mechitza can't work, so then a mechitza can't work, then you're stuck, right? In other words, you can't put up a mechitza. Lo esherlei. Unless my reading of Rashi is wrong, that Rashi is not concerned about Hilchos Yom Tov, about putting up a mechitza. Yesh lotem. What exactly is Rashi bringing out over here? But it would seem that our reading, the way Shmuel and I read Rashi, is correct. And Rashi says that number one, you can't put up a mechitza on the previous case because it's Yom Tov. Number, and contrast to the guy that you're doing it, Rashi said expressly on the 14th. One of the Talmidim asked me, why did Rashi emphasize the 14th? Now we know why. I only gave him a half an answer. Who was it? Very good, Gabi. We now understand better. During Seder, I didn't answer you as well as we could. Now that we're zochet to learn Talmud Torah Barabbim, we understand more. Rashi emphasized the 14th because Rashi's anticipating that what we're going to have is the issue of putting up the mechitza. So Rashi wants to say it's the 14th, and you don't have the problem of putting up the mechitza on the 14th when it comes to the chametz of a guy. It takes place on 14th, not a problem. We do have the tzarachim, and the Rashi seems to say two reasons why we have kfias kli on Yom Tov, and really one reason would be already enough, and that all you have is the reason of mechitza, you don't have the issue of kfias kli. What's that? Rashi says two reasons. Number one, you can't have a mechitza, because you can't put up a mechitza of 10 tefachim, number one. Number two, Rashi says, is that kfias kli is a kfias kli. It's enough because it's only one day. So that will be enough. So once you say it, it's enough, so then it's enough. So maybe we would just be machmir for the sake of being machmir. Maybe there's a better answer than that. And as Rashi is saying, you could say that Rashi is saying that you're putting up the mechitza. Rashi is saying you're putting up the mechitza. That would be lechatchila. On Yom Tov, you can't. You can't. Lechatchila, we would want to put up a mechitza. The kli works anyhow because it's only for one day. But if a kli works for one day, so why be machmer and put up a mechitza? I don't know. I think there might be something more that's going on in Rashi to say that we would just put up a mechitza because we want to be machmer. I don't know. I think there. I assume that Rashi is saying something more substantive than that, and I don't know what it is. We're going to outline a lot of questions before we get to something that we can delve into. I apologize, Yaakov. If it's a clarification, I'll take it. Otherwise, I want to make sure that you guys don't stay amaratzim. Yeah. That you guys know beyond a significant amount of the first parak. Yeah, go ahead.
On what Rashi before, why it said, if he says there's no abad, I'm chatzah shal nachri.
Yes.
If he says he didn't take a charas, why is it called a hamuf kar? Does that mean you should be cut on for you? Do you take a charas on? Like that's what cut on is?
No. A pikadum can sometimes be with achrayas and sometimes without achrayas. Take one more question. Yes, Rav.
Clarification.
Yes.
You can't even move a mechitza?
No, you can't make a mechitza. You can't make a mechitza. The problem is bona.
You have an existing mechitza.
Ah, yafen. Yitzchak is suggesting the following. What happens if you already had a mechitza? You already had a mechitza.
You're not required.
So let's say you have a closet. So Rashi's explaining that we would not, or somehow it was encased in an area that already was a mechitza. So Rashi's explaining what? That
you only have the kli when you can't do a mechitza. If you have a mechitza, you
can't do a mechitza. That the chatchila mechitza is even better than a kli. It's not necessary, but if it was already surrounded by a mechitza, you certainly would not need to put a kli.
Yeah.
So Rashi wants to emphasize that kli is secondary and not the first choice. The first choice is a mechitza.
But because
it's one day, a kli would be enough. But it's along the lines of what Daniel Batzal wanted to say, but he's making it sharper. The Rashi wants to emphasize that you shouldn't simply rely on kfias kli if you have mechitza. Maybe. Yefe. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. This is our focus for today. Hamefarish vayotzei bishayorim. Kodim shloshim yom. The person takes off. Lafrish means to separate. He separates. Lech lecha me'artzcha me'latcha me'beis avicha. Siva Shalom says beautifully that the order is reversed. Lech lecha me'artzcha me'latcha me'beis avicha. How does a person usually leave their house? They first leave the base av, then the molad, then arts. The pasuk is backwards. Me'artzcha me'latcha me'beis avicha. So Siva Shalom says it's because the hardest part to leave is your father's house. In other words, the environment that you are intimately involved with for so many years, if there's a change that you need to make. And then is the community that you grew up in. And then is the country. So that's why it says in that order. So mefarish means to leave. And mefarish vayotze b'shayara, if somebody leaves in a caravan, kodim shoshim yom ein zokel klavar. If it's within 30 days, there's no requirement of beer. Toch shoshim yom, within 30 days, zokel klavar. Then in such a case, he needs to do biur. By the way, are we talking about biur over here? Of course, biur means to destroy the chametz. We're going to see shortly that Rishonim are going to segue into bedika, but somehow the Gemara uses the term biur. Isn't that interesting? All right, write that down. Is it Tzarech Iyun?
Nice right for Tosfos.
What do you mean, nice right for Tosfos?
Ben Menachem for bedika and biur always come together.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. Amar Abaye. Hada amre tok shoshim yom zokuk levar. This that we say that within 30 days you're required to do biur. Lo amaran, we only said that el shaddai to lachsar. Only if he intends to return. Aval ein dai to lachsar, but if he doesn't intend to return, ein zokuk levar, then the halacha doesn't require. This is a word that's foreign to many talmidim, zokuk. It's used only in Aramaic. Zokuk means to require, to force. Ein zokuk levar, he's not required to burn. Amalei Rava, so Rava says, what? Abai, we don't understand. V'idaito lachzor, afilu Rosh Hashanah nami. If he's going to come back, then even on Rosh Hashanah himself, if he leaves on Rosh Hashanah, he's going to have to destroy, because he's going to come to be over Bali Rav, Bali Matze, on Rosh Hashanah. Rav Wild said, and I think it's a fair question, I don't know how, I didn't see anybody discuss how Abai is defended. L'chura Rava's question is a very, very strong question. Abaye doesn't say silly things. And usually the Gemara fleshes out what Abaye's sheet is. Over here the Gemara never fleshes out, and I don't recall seeing a pshat. Shmuel, you want to attempt a pshat?
No, can I finish a question?
Yes.
Why?
You know what, let me finish the whole Gemara, and then I'll take the qualification. Because I anticipate that some of the things you're going to raise are going to be basic questions that we're also going to raise as we read the Gemara Rashi, okay? El Amar Rava. So therefore, Rava says the following. Ha da amrit, this that we say, kodim shoshim yom ein zoka klavar, lo amaran ela she'ein dai to lachsar. It's only said about an individual, double negative, of course, who's not planning to return. Avol dai to lachsar, but if he intends to return, afil mi Rosh Hashanah zoka klavar. Then even if he leaves on Rosh Hashanah, he needs to do biur. Now, we just had Gemara up until here. What would be a basic question that you would ask? I want you to ask this question because I want you to be trained to read a Gemara and really read it well. Let's say even when you're doing Daf Yomi, Amir Tzashem, when you get older. So you're doing Daf Yomi, maybe Daf Yomi is a little too fast. Whatever you're doing, just let's say you're learning just straight Gemara. That the best questions are the questions that you ask when you just analyze the words of the Gemara itself. Then we'll go on, we'll see the Rishonim, there are great conceptual things that come out as well, and in Pshat, in the Rishonim. But a very basic question you should ask when you read the Gemara. What would be a basic question you should ask? Yes, David?
It kind of sounds repetitive when Rava says, V'itasu asor afidim Rosh Hashanah nami, and then says, El Amarava, Adam Arzai Kodam Shloshim.
No. Rava is challenging Abai. I'm glad you asked that question. I'm glad you asked the question, because then it's clear that you did internalize what I said in the Shakvatari of the Gemara, which is great that you stopped me. Rava is questioning Abaye when it says Amale Rava. Rava is rejecting Abaye. Once that statement is a rejection of Abaye, Rava has to start and reformulate from the beginning. Do you see? You follow how Rava is rejecting Abaye?
Couldn't Rava have just rejected it with his second statement, though? Like in his...
You mean you're saying that once Rava rejected Abaye, then the first statement is obvious?
Yeah.
I think the answer to that is that the Gemara wants to be clear. What was Rava's rejection, and what is Rava's shita? I'm thankful that the Gemara is clear. You're right. You could argue it's repetitive, but this way you have a clear structure. This is the rejection. This is my Shana Bet Gemara. Say, in my Shana Bet Gemara, I have a question mark. And then a new statement of El Amar Rava. It's an entirely new statement. What's funny about the Gemara? Yes, Shmozev? You know, Yisha, I haven't called Yisha for a while. And he always has hands up, and I always somehow skip over him, even though he's so tall. Yeah, go ahead, Yisha.
In the case of Eino Das Allah, so shouldn't he also have to do Bior, because he doesn't know when he's going to come back? Could kind of end up coming back, Amitag. So wouldn't that be a problem?
What if he changes his mind?
Yeah, like, if he doesn't know when he's coming back, why couldn't you be close? He's going to end up coming back.
Okay, so Yisha asks, why were Chazal not concerned that he's going to come home? This is his home sweet home. He might come home. Okay. All right. I'm not so bothered by that, but that's it. I think there's a very, very basic question that you should ask even before Yishai's question. And that is, at the end of the day, who cares about he's coming home? Why? Why should no one care when he's coming? What? Why he's coming home? Yes, Shema?
He still owns the place.
That's right. He still owns the place and we over Bali Masef. And Rashi has the strangest, he has a question, just a second. Rashi has the strangest comment over here. Three lines from the bottom. Ukishara'uhu. We're going to read the whole Rashi. But somehow, seeing the comments is important for Rashi. Remember I said, guys, get it out of your head that seeing the comments is important. I think I remember once screaming at Yaakov about that. But now, like usual, Yaakov's right and I'm wrong. On some level, right? That it turns out what I said is a given isn't such a given. So of course Rashi does address it. So let's take a look at Rashi, and then Yosef will take your question. Let's take a look at Rashi. Hamefarish min hayabosh aliyam. If he's leaving, Rashi's pointing out that there is leaving through sea, and then there is traveling on the ground. Hamefarish min hayabosh aliyam b'sher l'makom rachok. Kodim shloshim yom lePesach. Prior 30 days to Pesach. Ulekamam mefarish keneged shesholim bilchus Pesach kodim haPesach shloshim yom. Umeoz chalalav liyizaher b'tzarchei Pesach. What Rashi is doing over here is absolutely beautiful. In fact, this is something that always bothered me for a long time when I read the Gemara and I didn't focus on Rashi. The Gemara can clarify a little bit more Rava, and then the Gemara says, Hani shloshim yom maya viditayo. Three lines from the bottom. What's the significance of these 30 days? Kidisanya and says, "Well, I'll tell you." Sholim v'darshim milchus haPesach kodem Pesach shloshim yom. So Gemara says, "Why 30 days?" And the Gemara says, "Because there's a mitzvah for rabbanim to ask and darshan." It's a very interesting expression to ask and darshan. It's a very interesting expression. See the Be'er Halacha in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach. Sholim v'darshim Hilchos HaPesach, 30 days before. So I was always bothered, just looking at the Gemara, how did the Gemara answer the question? The Gemara says, why 30 days? And then the Gemara tells us a rabbi manual book. And that is, you're supposed to start teaching Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. How did it answer the question? What's the significance of 30 days? 30 days is when a Rav starts teaching the halachos. Comes along Rashi by us, and Rashi says beautifully. Rashi says that the Gemara later on is going to explain. Let's do it in the words of Rashi again. The Gemara later on is going to explain, says Rashi, Umeoz chalalav lizaer b'tzarchei Pesach. From that moment and on, you need to be worried about Tzarchei Pesach. Prior, you don't have to be worried about Tzarchei Pesach. Only 30 days before. So hence, from only 30 days, is there an issue if it's Ein Daito Lachzar. Even though you're not going to return, you already have a Chiyuv due to Tzarchei Pesach. Rashi continues, Daito Lachza b'mea Pesach. We challenge Rava. Afilu me Rosh Hashanah Nami. Excuse me, challenge Abaye. Afilu me Rosh Hashanah Nami. Dichi hader b'mea Pesach. over aleha. If he returns on Pesach, he's going to be over. Vahi shaita la bershusahi. And at that moment, it's not in his rishus. Dilibatle, to do bittul. Sherei iser hanahu. There is a prohibition of hanah. Ve'eno shalov. And it doesn't belong to the balabais. Ukishira uhu over a love. And when he sees it, when he returns, he's going to be over. This is a mystifying Rashi, which we're not going to have shot on today. Mystifying Rashi. Let's make sure we have all the words and then try to understand what Rashi's saying. Rashi says, according to Abaye, Rava questions, who cares that he left 30 days before? You're right, generally you don't have to start worrying about Pesach 30 days before. But, even though you don't have to worry about it, that only makes sense if he doesn't plan to come back. If he plans to come back, then you're going to have a problem. And that is, you're going to be over when he sees it. What bothers me about this Rashi? What's it sarking and gutting on this Rashi? What about, let's start with the end of Rashi. What's difficult in the end of Rashi? Yes, Shmuel Zev?
They're saying only you're over it when you go see it, or Bechihada,
right? Right. Why does it make a difference whether you see it? You're right, that there is opinion that says that Bala Yirah, not an opinion, there is a way of reading the Pasuk to take it literally. Bala Yirah means to see, but we don't follow that La Halacha. We say that one violates Bala Yirah, Bala Yimatzeh, by simply having in your rishus. This is a very strange Rashi when he says ukishra'u, when he sees it over, then in such a case he's going to be in violation. Who could tell me what Rashi is doing? So let's write that down as another tzarchiyum. Who could tell me what Rashi is doing when he says vahi shaita la bershusehu delibatle? What's Rashi doing over here? Just explain to me pashut pshat. Vahi shaita la birshuse dilivatle shari isra nohu. Yes, Hirsch?
I understood it was as vahi shaita and at this moment, meaning on Rosh Hashanah or at that time of 30 days, like before 30 days.
Let's stop. Let's take a vote. Hirsch says vahi shaita means on Rosh Hashanah. How many Talmidim agree? By the way, Hirsch is learning beautifully, just because I think we're going to disagree with you. How many Talmidim? Not many agree. Most of you disagree. Okay. So, Micha, you want to suggest an alternative shot? After all, he took your seat, right? So, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. He gave you a seat. Yeah, go ahead.
I think the
Hadish
Shaita means that when he comes back on Pesach.
Very good. Okay, so let's continue on, Hirsch. Vahi Shaita means when he comes back on Pesach. When he comes back on Pesach. Vahi Shaita, when he comes back on Pesach, Lav Birshusehu. Let's try to work it out together, Hirsch. Lav Birshusehu, what would that mean? Sounds just why? Can you speculate why?
Why the Chumash is in your Shusha?
Yeah.
Because I thought that after the
very good. We had the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, right? On the bottom of Vav on the base. Shnei Dvarim Eino Bershusa Shalotim. Five lines from the bottom. Vasa Nakosav Kilu Ein Bershusa. Zote Ligirashi. Oh, this is beautiful. Eino Bershusa Shalotim. It's not in his Rishus. So when he comes back, he won't be able to do Bittul. So Rashi is saying as follows. Abaye doesn't make sense, because if he's going to come back and he's going to see his chametz and then he's going to want to be mevatel, it's going to be too late. What about him being mevatel it a month ago?
Put him judging him, you mean?
Either way, 20 days ago. The answer seems to be that Rashi is going al pi chidusha. That the only time he needs to be mevatelit is when he comes home and he sees it. And then it's going to be too late. So the only problem Rashi claims Rava has with Abaye is that when he comes home, you don't even need to think about Bittul. When you come home and you see it, you need to be Mevatel at that moment. And then it's too late. That's how Rashi learns. Of course, to us, that's a massive chidush. That's a massive chidush. Rashi seems to entertain the possibility that if he'd be Mevatel beforehand, he'd be fine. But why would he be Mevatel beforehand? Because at the end of the day, it's ukishira'u when you see it. When you see it, you're going to be over. The first second you see it, you could be Mevatel, might be fine. But the problem is that now it's too late. And if Rashi didn't learn, like I said, so then why does Rashi need to get into the issue that now it's going to be too late? What's a tzarech yon gadol? This goes against all the rules of Hilchos Pesach that we've known up until now. And that is that you're over by your Matzei already from the first moment of Pesach, whether you're there or not, whether you see it or not. And at that moment, it's too late to be Mevatel. Not Ukishura Uhu. He's going to be over, and then he's going to want to, and it's going to be too late. I prefer to leave this as a Tzarchi and Gadol Dovi. Okay? And Shmuel, leave it as a Tzarchi and Gadol. I have a lot of things I want you guys to be working on. Shmuel Zev, you're excited, huh?
It doesn't seem like a Tzarchi, because Rashi...
And he doesn't want to let me go. He's,
Rashi...
He's posting me up.
Rashi,
yeah, okay, go ahead.
Nicely with the Machilta, says you're over when you're in English, just and you're not, and Yochel Avaro. This is not Yochel Avaro.
Whoa.
And then
this guy wants to say massive Fiddish. He wants to give, you know, on the west side, every once in a while, the Baal Batim are looking for a Hetter. So you have there's a big Hetter to take back to New York. Shmuel Zev wants to say, Al pi ha'emes, al pi ha'torah, that someone who's away from home, according to Mechilta, is not over by Yerov by Matzah. Because he's not able to destroy it, and therefore he's not... Shmuel, I don't think anybody understands the Mechilta that way. What you're saying is intelligent. In other words, you could have argued such a thing in the Mechilta. I understand where you're coming from. We can discuss why that's not the correct reading of the Mechilta. I don't think anybody says that. Maybe it's Rashi Shita. But we have not come across such a shita yet. Even when we saw the Mechilta quoted, nobody ever went as far as you're going. Right? No one went as far as you go. So I want the guys to work on it. I'd like to see you Harav a little bit. Clarification. Go ahead, Shimon. I want you to work on this. Yeah.
Why do you say Dr. Rosh Hashanah? Like, if it's before
Rosh Hashanah? Lav Dafka. But Pashas is Lav Dafka. Okay, there are creative answers, yafet, but the simple reading is that of the Gemara is that it's lav dafka. Okay, then the Gemara says Rav is l'shitaso, and let's leave that for now. Let's take a look at the Meiri. We'll see Meir Tzeshem Rav l'shitaso in the Gemara short. Let's take a look at the Meiri, and the Meiri just makes order of the Gemara. The Meiri is not going to reconcile many of our difficulties, but the Meiri just puts things in perspective in our Gemara. Question is, we're going to have to look around whether everyone agrees with the Meiri as far as this is concerned. So just, again, no chidushim here in the Meiri, just making sense of the Gemara. Mir Tzashem, the chidushim we'll get to in another 10 minutes. We will see a fascinating discussion that we've alluded, no coincidence, we've alluded to it in what we call chidushim shir. Shita, and I think it's an absolutely fascinating shita that I've discussed with Talmidim in the past, and we're going to attack it from a slightly different angle. Let's take a look. Dibra Maskel Hamifarish. Hamifarish in the standard Kovetz Mefarshim's, it's on page Yudbeis, on Vav Amid Aleph. It's actually, let's see how many pieces in. Oh, it's quite a bit into Vav Amid Aleph. It's towards the end of Vav Amid Aleph. Hamifarish Min HaYabasha, page Yudbeis in the brown. Where is it in the red?
Yud Gimel
on the red. You guys are a page ahead of us. Amifarish min hayabosh al yam. O yotze bimidbaros b'shayara, kol ma pesach, leilech derech rechoka, im derech lachzor, im daito, thank you, lachzor, lebeso, samach lepesach, if he intends to return, here you see the Daniel Bitzalo, samach lepesach, here you see that Rosh Hashanah is lav dafka, af mitchilas Hashanah. So according to Meiri, the Teretz of Beis Yosef is not really relevant. Tzarech levar, he needs to burn it. Shemitoch shedaito lachzar kodem haPesach, Eina nosein lev levatel bimikoma. Rabosai, remember I asked you why does the Gemara use the word sarach levar, not sarach levdok, even though lahalacha, we generally use this in terms of bedika? The answer is, according to the Meiri, that the concern over here is if you have chametz that you're going to be over bal yirah and bal yimatzei on. So, Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav is saying, Zakuk Levar, you need to destroy the chametz. What happens if the guy did bittel? Remember, Rashi learned already in the previous sugya, the guy did bittel. What would be the halacha be if the guy did bittel?
Slow.
Simple reading Gemara. Simple reading Gemara, according to the way Meiri is now presenting. Meiri is presenting that the issue over here is biur. Zakuk levar, that you need to destroy. If he did bittel, it could very well be that the whole Gemara doesn't apply. You with me? Why? Because zakuk levar, you need to destroy. Wait a second. Why do you need to destroy now? Maybe he's going to do bittel later on. That, we say, he might forget. Now, he has an apartment in Florida. Right? He doesn't want to be mevatel now. His kids might want to come to eat. So he wants to postpone. So for that, we say, if you're leaving the house in Florida now, sarach levar. You need to destroy the chametz if you're not going to do bittel. You have one of two choices. Either you do bittel or you're going to do biur. Sarach levar. Shemitoch shedai to lachzer kodem haPesach. Since he intends return before Pesach, ein anosein lev levatel b'mekoma. He's not going to remember the Meiri adds because he intends to return. If he didn't intend to return, so then he'll remember. But because he intends to return, he puts it out of his mind. And we're afraid he's going to forget, and he's going to come, and he's going to eat. Or we're afraid that he's not going to be able to be mevatel, umeinicha, ule erev, over a love. What's going to happen is he's not going to be able to do bittel, because once the evening comes, he's over. O shema yavo samach lechashecha, over a love miyad. What's the difference between the two Oshemas? Oshema ein biyado ol levatel umeinicho ule'erev over alav. He's not going to be able to be mevatel. He's going to put it aside. And at night, he's going to be over v'al yirah v'al yimatzei. Oshema yavo samach l'chashecha v'over alav miyad. So the difference here is the following. When does the chametz go out of your rishus?
Sixth hour.
According to the Meiri, what does it sound like the Meiri holds? When are you over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei? At night. Who disagrees?
Rashi,
very good. We had a Rashi. Let's just remind ourselves. Rashi on Dalet Amid Aleph. Dibar Maskel Bein L'Rebbe Meir. Rashi holds you're over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei already at Sheishos. But the Meiri is assuming that he's not yet over, but he's not going to be able to do bittel. Hence, the Meiri says, "Oshema ein biyado ol levato minicho ula erev over alav." He's going to put it aside, and maybe he thinks he's still going to burn it, and then he's going to forget ula erev over alav. Oh, shema yavo samach lechashecha, or he's going to come home close to chashecha over alav miyad. Again, Meiri subject to the same problem that we were bothered by before. And that is, who cares whether he comes home or not? At the end of the day, simply having the chametz, you're over. The Meiri's same concern sounds like Rashi's concern. When he comes home, v'im tomar, shebitel biderech acher. And if you're going to say that he sheyivatel, excuse me, he will do bitel biderech acher in a different way. Sheroe shasa iser ba, he sees that the time of iser is going to come. Tirdas haderech mitzuyu l'shikcha. Says the Meiri, we're afraid that what's going to happen is he's going to forget to do bittul. Ein hanami. If he would do bittul, then he'd be fine. That's the theme over here. If he would do bittul, he'd be fine. But we're afraid that since it's daito lachzor, then along the way he's going to forget to do bittul, and he's going to come to be over Bal Yura Bal Yimatzeh. V'mein da'ak tolachzov is manzeh. And if his intention is not to return, im toch shoshim yomu afil lo yada sheyesh sham chametz, bevadai ho lekvar eschilu l'saseg bilchas chametz, harei chovas biur mimashmeshes uba v'chayel levdok uvar. If we're talking about an individual who doesn't plan to return, within 30 days he still has a chiyuv. Why? Because at the end of the day, you now have a responsibility to get rid of all your chametz. So get rid of your chametz now, not later on. Don't postpone it. We're not concerned that he's going to forget to do bittul, like someone who's daito lachzar. We're not concerned. But at the same time, he already has a mitzvah to start getting rid of his chametz. Avol kodem shloshim yom, prior to 30 days, ein zok levar filo hayisham chametz vaday, el kishik yeh kar pesach yivat lenu mimkomo. According to Meiri, as we've alluded to before, to crunch everything the Meiri said into one shita, the Meiri learns our Gemara zokuk levar, levar dafka. We're talking about specifically to burn. Because if the guy did bittul, there's really no problem over here. But we're talking about someone who has some reason why he doesn't want to do bittul now. And then the question is whether we trust him if later on he's going to do bittul. So that depends. If it's ein daito lachzor, and it's more than 30 days, so in such a case we do trust him. If it's ein daito lachzor and it is within 30 days, we say, Mister, you already have mitzvos Pesach already on you. Mitzvahs Pesach is a very interesting formulation. Mitzvahs Pesach already exists now. And that was what we saw, not just only from the Meiri, from Rashi, where Rashi said, a very fascinating lashon, Chal alav lizar b'tzarcheh Pesach. Already 30 days. Sholin v'darshin v'amei v'nyavin is not just an inyan of learning and teaching, but he now has a responsibility to prepare l'tzarcheh Pesach. If it's daito lachzar, then we're concerned that ironically he's more likely to forget. He's more likely to forget. Since he's more likely to forget, so then in such a case, we tell him, burn your chametz even more than 30 days. Would bittul be enough? Yes. How does a Meiri fit like a glove into the simple pshat of the Gemara? We're not talking about someone doing biur or bedika after bittul. The Gemara is talking about zokuk levar. Who needs to destroy? Why do you need to destroy? The answer is the guy didn't do bittul. Now Rashi, did Rashi tip his hand on this question? Whether the guy did bittul or not? In the convoluted Rashi, he seems to. V'amevin yovin, the simple pshat of afilu me'Rosh Hashanah, is mashma that Rashi's talking about that he didn't do bittul. But outside of that, Rashi didn't say anything about whether we're talking about an individual who did bittul or not. Is it possible to learn our sugya that the guy did do bittul? Raise your hands, yes or no. Is it possible to learn the sugya that the guy did bittul? Meiri says beferish not. Yes, Shmuel?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? That why? What's the concern? If he did bittul, he's not going to be over by your Rabbi Matzeh. Go ahead, you talk.
Doesn't come to you.
Right? Miri doesn't learn that way. Miri, for some reason, doesn't learn that the chashash is Shema Yavol Achla. Alright, you want to get even more fascinating shita in this regard? So I must show the Talmud, I'm so excited about the shita. Talmud didn't know this And we've gone slowly in reading methodically through the Gemara Rashi, and that's the most important. But I just want to share you just something to fight about in the Beis Medrash. I want to share with you an amazing machlokas between the Rav Yoh and the Tur that Talmidim photocopied. And I want you to think about this. And as I mentioned in the past, I think there's something very, very profound that's lying in the sugya. That's also, I've argued in the past, halacha lemaisa in terms of many instances of people who travel and doing bedika. This sugya, I think, is a Pesach also for halacha lemaisa as well. Now, some of the Talmidim heard this from me in the past, but now we're going to attack, finally, bizocha to attack it from pshat and gemar rashi. Previously, we attacked it from a different angle. Now we're going to attack it pshat and gemar rashi. Says the Torah, Taf Lamed Vav Gimel, Chasav Avi Ha'ezri, that is the Rav Yoh. Yisrael Hayotze Mi Beis Hagoy, Toch Shloshim Yom, Sarich Levaher. You hear this? A Jew leaves a Gentile's house within 30 days. He needs to destroy the chametz. Afal pi shagoy yitein bo chametz. Even if the goy is going to bring chametz inside. Shmuel asked me, what's the afal pi? So I now figured it out, Shmuel. You're leaving the house. Who owns it? The Gentile owns the house. You didn't check. So you know what your argument is? A very strong argument. And that is, at the end of the day, the goy, it's not my house. The goy is living in the house. And if even for some crazy reason you're going to make Michayev to check, the goy is going to bring chametz into the house. That's what means afal pi, Shmuel. That even though his argument is, even the fellow's argument is, the guy is going to bring chametz into the house. Says the Rav Yoh, even though you're right, still, Sha'amitzvah muteles al Yisrael levar kishayotze mimenu. There's a chiyuv on the Jew to destroy all chametz when he leaves the house. V'hanimili b'mefarsh v'yetze b'shayor. That only applies if you're leaving town. Avol nichnas haYisrael b'bayis acher b'yirazos, afilu halach liir acher is quoted shown in Zarech Livdok Mika. The only caveat is that you're not moving into another house. So the reason why you've never heard someone discuss the shayla is because most people who go from house A that they were renting are going to house B. They're going to be in another house. The Rav Yoh was talking about a time when people traveled for months and months and months. So this guy is not going to have another house. That was the Lashon Gemara. He's going Bayam, or he's Yotze Bishayara. So then, in such a case, that individual, that's Mefarish, Mafrish, Bayam, Yotze Bishayara, that individual, what does he need to do? He needs to do a biur, even though the chametz is not going to be in his rishos. The Nirali, says the Torah, I don't understand the Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh makes no sense. The Nirali, Shein Tzarech Livdok, Kimin Shagoy Nichnas Bebeso. Afim Nisha Yisrael Chometz, Vada Misiyash Menu, Vein Lechafke Godom Nizeh. Someone else is moving into the Rishos. So then, in such a case, if he left a chocolate bar, a Kit Kat that has Chometz inside, so then in such a case, it's Hefker. Well, the guy is going to be Mizaka, the Hefker, it's not yours. Ein Lechafke Godom Nizeh. Whose Shita makes more sense? The Tur or the Rav Yoh? The Rav Yoh is a Pella. Rav Yoh is a Pella. But you should know that even the Tur, the Halacha, is actually going to be connected to the way we explain the Rav Yoh. Halacha l'maisa. Comes on the Tur, it's a simple argument. The Tur says, at the end of the day, why in the world would you be chayv to get rid of chametz that is going to be in the guy's rishus? It's not your rishus on Pesach, and it's ein lecha hefker godol mizeh. Who could respond? What does the Rav Yoh seem to hold? What does the Rav Yoh seem to say? It's definitely not going to be like the Meiri. Definitely not going to be like the Meiri. But what does the Rav Yoh seem to hold? Yes, Yaakov Z.
Since Shoal and Medorshan start 30 days before Pesach, no matter where you're going to be, you are now chayv and inyanim of Pesach.
Isn't that amazing? To do it. The mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. Listen to this. This is a collector's item. The mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz starts, Bedika and Biur starts 30 days before Pesach. You have a mitzvah to search and destroy whether or not you are going to be over the Isra of Bal Yerava, you would say. And how did Rashi say it? You now have to be involved with Tzarchei HaPesach. Says the Rav Yoh, if 30 days before Pesach you have a bias and you're leaving it, what would the Lashon be, the way the Chassam Sofer says it? Bedika is a chiyuv akarkafta de gavra on every person, on the head of every person, tov shloshim yom of bedika of Lel Pesach. That means that every single person has to do Bedikas Chametz. Now you and I, who are Zohar, that we have roofs over our head, and even if we're going from New York, we're going to Florida, we're going to Israel, better to Israel, but wherever you're going for Pesach, so then you're going to take care of your Chiyuv Bedika when? You'll take care of your Chiyuv Bedika on the night of the 14th. By the way, this comes up Halacha L'maaseh. What happens if people are traveling the night of the 14th, which is pretty common. You have people, especially, you know, the people who are working, they're working on the 13th, they travel Erev Pesach to where they're going, they check into a hotel, and the hotel is already clean. Okay, you know that's one of my, we've developed this sugya once before. But let's come back to our case. At the end of the day, the regular guy who's going on the night of the 14th is going to be in a house, the Rav Yoh doesn't apply. Because he's going to fulfill, says the Chassam Sofer, he's going to fulfill his Chiyuv HaKarkafta de Gavra. But if we're talking about an individual that this is the last opportunity that he has for Bedikas Chametz, he has a mitzvah already 30 days before, and we don't take into account, and mind-boggling, whether he's going to be over Bal Yerav, Bal Yematzeh. Bal Yerav, Bal Yematzeh becomes irrelevant, crazy, wild, but a fascinating takana d'rabbanan. We tried to give a pshat once in what the Rav Yoh is assuming. But let's bring it back to our daf. Let's bring it back into the words of Gemara Rashi. What would the Meiri say to Rav Yoh? Right or wrong? And tell me why. What would the Meiri say? Yes?
Micha? Seemingly he'd say it's wrong because you can just do bittul.
Correct! According to Meiri, our whole Gemara is not talking about the Chiyuv of Bedika. Our whole Gemara is a concern that the guy is going to be over Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh because he's going to forget to do Bittul. We haven't even gotten to Rashi yet. This is an example where I think the Meiri is a lot easier than Rashi. Let's at least go with a Shita that's clear, gives a clear approach. So Meiri says, just take care of Bittul, and that's it, the whole concern. And it's Meduyik in the Gemara, Zokuk Leva'er. But La Halacha, we actually lean closer to the side of the Rav Yoh. Not entirely the Rav Yoh, we have to develop more, but we actually lean closer to the Rav Yoh. Fascinating, fascinating diyun. What's the Rav Yoh's Svara? The Rav Yoh must read the Gemara, Zokuk Leva'er, means that there's a mitzvah for you to do Bedika and Biur. And that has nothing to do with the concern that down the pike you're going to be over Bal Yerav Bal Yematzeh. I'll give you a slight hint of what I think is the pshat in the Rav Yoh. According to the Rav Yoh, the mitzvah is on Pesach to destroy, the mitzvah of Tashmisu is to destroy Chametz. And Midrabbanan, they were misaking that you have to actively search. And this will be an anomaly where there's a takana Midrabbanan that since the mitzvah of Tashmisu is to actively destroy Chametz, there's a takana Midrabbanan that you have to actively search 30 days. And he now has a chiyuv midrabban that's tola akar kafta de gavra, even though in theory not going to be a yeser month.
So that helps explain maybe why people go away for all of the chag, who theoretically don't have to do a bedik at all. And a psak that I always followed in telling students is that you find one room and do
Oh, it. I'm so thrilled that there's a rav that's actually saying that. Because I'm thrilled that Yerber Weil said that he tells the Balabatim that what they should do is put aside a room and do bedika there. Because I heard...
Not there, though. I'm saying you're not there the whole time. You're not coming at all.
No, nevertheless, exactly. That's the Omek HaDvarim. Chassam Sofer Kamat says that. But here comes a nuance. I heard a new chap that I don't like. And this I proved to the Talmidim. The new chap was actually... is actually, interestingly, there are big Talmidim Chacham that have advanced this. And I discussed with Rav Nevinson, and he agreed. I think it's not correct. We're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, but since this is so exciting, let me just bring it out. There's some who suggested that if you sell the chametz on the 13th, so the night of the 14th you're not chayiv, right. So then you're going to be potter entirely. Right. And I think that's an error. I think that's an error based on this ravya. In other words, and the way that Chassam Sofer understands
it.
Exactly, that's my point. That betoch shloshim, and therefore mechiras yugimel doesn't work. And what's a fascinating study in the development of halacha is that mechiras yugimel was a chumra, not a kula. And now there are those who have said that if you use mechiras yugimel, that you can get out of bedikas chametz lagamri. And according to Rav Yah, the truth is, according to Miri, they're right. According to Miri, they're right. You're not going to be over by your rabbi matzah. You're fine. But you're right. Then even if you did on the 14th, there's no maybe there isn't a chiyuv. But according to the Rav Yah and the way the Chassam Sofer paskins, even within the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that the chiyuv already starts 30 days before. And Mechiras Yugimel is not going to get you out of it. Mechiras Yugimel will only get you out of a bracha. That's the only thing it's going to get you out of. But at the end of the day, of course, the guy's going to be chai. We need to explain a little bit more why, but that's the Rashi Prakim that we alluded to already in the past. Tov Rabosai, keep on steiging. Get down. Now, Harav on the Rashi. The